Governor Cuomo says all businesses will now be required to have 50% of their employees working from home, except for essential services.
No more than 50% of the workforce can report for work outside of the home. That is a mandatory requirement. I'm going to do that by executive order, and that is statewide. That will exempt essential services, meaning food, food delivery, pharmacies, health care, shipping, supplies, etc. Society has to function. People stay at home. People still need to be able to order food, etc. They need to be able to shop. So you have to keep those essential services running.
Cuomo says he's working cooperatively with the administration of President Donald Trump to try to double the number of hospital beds available in the state in the next few weeks. The governor says he's meeting with the Army Corps of Engineers to identify sites such as dormitories and closed nursing homes to convert to new beds.
The president and I agreed yesterday, look, we're fighting the same war, and this is a war, and we're in the same trench. And I have your back, you have my back, and we're going to do everything we can for the people of the state of New York. And the president agreed to that, and I agreed to that. And his actions demonstrate that he is doing that.
The governor says the Navy is also deploying a hospital ship, the USNS Comfort, to New York Harbor to care for those sick from the virus. Cuomo also is putting out a plea to manufacturers of ventilators to make more of the devices as soon as possible. The governor continues to oppose any plans to require New York City or any other regions in the state to shelter in place. He says it will just cause people to flee to other places. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has said shelter in place for the city might be possible in a couple of days. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.